More peace, more love, more life, more determination to get some things right.
Hi everyone, welcome to Ultraviolet Thoughts. My name is Jess. I'm a feminine confidence coach, yoga teacher, and spiritual healer in San Diego, California. I'm here with the lovely Miss Candace Chapman. Hi, Candace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast tonight.
You're welcome. So, Miss Candace, I'm wondering, how did you get the name Sovereign of Social Sales?
Ooh, good question. So it's so funny, and I have to be real with you. So I was sitting in the bed with my boyfriend, and I'm like, I want something funny. I want something to really channel what I'm doing now, and that is helping coaches to create services that land high-paying four-figure clients. So how do I, and not just say sales expert or something, and my boyfriend actually came up with it. He was like, how about something related to ruling online? And so he came up with it. I thought, it's cute.
I love it.
I'll stick with it.
So when did you start coaching social sales?
So I would say it's been about almost a year when I realized I want to help people make money online. And that actually came from, not that I just thought, oh, cool, I'll be a business coach, but it's taken me so long to figure it out. I've spent, at that point, I had already spent about $11,000 in coaches, had only made about $4,000 back directly from that program. Mm-hmm. And I was just tired of not getting to the meat of how do you actually make money online, right? And not just a strategy that what I would use for a day or something that was unsustainable. And I was like, I've made money on my own and I haven't been able to scale to where I want to with these coaches. I'm going to really become a business coach and really lead from a purpose and teach people everything that I know in a very simplified way and giving them the actual things that they want. Sales strategy, sales skills. And it did help that I was in sales in my corporate role. So, I was like, I know how to do the objection handling. And really what sales is about is the confidence, right? And understanding the psychology. And so I was like, I know how to do this. I'm going for it.
You know how people are always like, oh, if you get a degree in psychology, you won't be able to do anything. That is bullshit. And also, like,
I agree.
I think it's so important to remember that there's a social aspect to sales. So I love that you are really working with that situation. Now, what are like what would you say the pillars of social sales are? Like, what are some principles that you use in your coaching?
You really have to be solving people's specific problems. And so I wasn't really doing that in the beginning. And so I was like, how can I, and as a mindset and life coach, how can I expect to make money if I'm not really solving specific people's problems? And so what I've done, and actually going live about it in a little bit, is one of my methodologies I've created is called the close method. And it really helps people simplify what they need to be doing in order to make the money that they want and the impact. And so I'll just tell you a little bit about that. Close stands for, the C is clarity. And first you have to get clarity on who is your ideal client, who are you selling to, and what are you really solving for them? And it has to be quantified. You can really say, this is the result you're getting. And then lean is all about focusing on what matters, serving and making money. That is what a business needs. And so I was all about opportunity and when is there an opportunity to sell to people and sort of figuring that out. And then S is sustainability, because obviously being in a business, you don't want to get burnt out. And especially when you're just a newbie, everyone thinks you have to just hustle 24/7, but you actually should be more intentional with where you're spending your time, hint, hint, serving and trying to make money. And then E for close is execution on all of that. And so I've created that method and I'm really laying it out in bullet points and allowing people to fill in the gaps of where they're currently at and where they want to be so that they can create that offer that sells. And so those are just, that's like one of my methodologies, but I really want to make it simple for people and take away all of the fancy branding and all of that. It's cool, but you have to impact first, and that is what matters, and that is how you make money.
I literally am screaming because I just talked to my clients about this, because she was like, all right, so she's just launching her business, right? She's like,
right?
I'm gonna So this week, and she's like all excited, right? She's like, I'm going to make my own homework and I'm going to do this website. I'm going to make my logo. And I looked at her and was like, well, what are, first of all, hold on. What are you selling? Like, let's take your product down. And I was like, let's work on the bill that you're selling. And I think it's so common for us to get excited about the branding. And I took an online class called How to Build an Online Course. I cannot remember who the gentleman is who's in charge of it, but if you Google it, he'll come up right away.
Super cool.
And he said, like, you know, don't give the branding or the name more than 30 minutes. That's what he said, which I think you should.
I love that, right?
But it's true. It's like we get so caught up in that because it's sexy and fun. And the reality is, like, I mean, the service you provide is really more important, you know? And there are so many people, like,
that's great.
Social media is important, but at the end of the day, think about a lot of billionaires, you know, that are, Jeff Bezos is not on social media.
Right.
Elon Musk only tweets when I think he's like stoned or something because his tweets are like, and, but I love that. And my next question for you really is, was there like an aha moment in your mindfulness coaching program? Or was it like with a specific client where the closed method really just came to fruition? Like, how did you, I know the pillars of it, but like, and kind of what inspired it, but was there a singular catalyst for the creation of it?
Oh, that's a good question. And I would say actually, no, this took a lot of work to come up with in terms of sitting down and putting all the ideas to paper and getting focused on the structure of my business. And this actually, I've been teaching this for so long, but to come up with the name and the fancy framework, which is really cool, recently happened maybe a month ago. And that is also because I'm in another phase in my business where, you know, I'm no longer taking on one-on-one clients and I'm really focusing on, at the moment, focusing on leveraging my group program and growing that. Mm-hmm. And I really was attracted by this method that I can teach to many, right? But in terms of what I would say for people, and this is where people will get boggled down with what to do, how to sell, is like, when you really believe, and this is the mindset strategy coming out, really believe that your service is of value and you know you can help, it doesn't really matter what fancy methodologies or frameworks you have in the beginning, right? Like, you can go get help and hire a coach to work on that if you need, but I don't want that to be the definer of what helps people to actually do and execute online and show up consistently, right? And so when I first started my business, I kid you not, I had just gone, I was, you know, the propeller of my business and the inception came from finally saying, I'm done playing small. I'm done, you know, not saying I want to do this. I'm going to stop sabotaging my success and show up. I know I can do this. And I had just gone through a breakup and I was feeling like the fire was coming back into me because now I know what I need to do to make myself, to find more purpose. So I had started my business online. And I said, you know what? I don't really know what the hell I'm doing. I just know I've been coaching people for years, giving life advice, and I'm pretty good at this. And it, most importantly, excites me, right? I was excited and hungry. And so I started my business, had 180 followers, and all I did was take selfies and post what I thought I needed to post and share my truths. But the one definer of my early success in terms of financial impacts was that I was able to just convert with people in the DMs and on live video. And I showed up clumsily and foolishly and just talked about my program tons and tons and tons. And within 2 months, I was able to generate a little bit over, you know, I think it was 4,700, which is relatively great. Most people don't do that 2 months out of business, right?
Yeah.
But that is only because I knew that I had a purpose. I was excited and consistent. But the message was a mess. I didn't have a perfect price point or even a full thought out program. In fact, you know, one client, I was like, sure, $499 for 3 months. Great. The other person, I was like, well, now that I know how to do that, great. $2,000, you know, right? And so to your point, this closed method sounds so fancy and fun now, but that took some work and that is okay. But I've been in this business for, you know, 2+ years. So it's about showing up and being consistent. And that is what really will carry you in the long run.
How often, so when you say showing up consistently, how often should a coach mention their program on social media?
So I actually, for so long, not only have I been told, you know, X amount of times or a launch 3-week program and you get once you start to follow a ton of people in any way with the way that the algorithm works, you're going to find that you're following the same damn people, which is so funny. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, I was like, oh, I need to launch, and the launch has to be around this amount of time. And it wasn't until recently when I look back at my results and also the type of teaching that I want to implement is that if you are not making money, you need to be talking about your services every day in some shape or form, whether that's like directly pitching and being in people's DMs or talking about how you help, talking about your transformation and how you can help now. And there's so many ways to quote unquote sell. But what I like to say is think about a corporation. They don't say, you know, let's just only sell for 3 weeks and then after that launch is over, or let's shut our doors down and then work with people. Like, their doors are always open. Walmart and Target, their doors are always open. Amazon is always open for business. And so I want people to sell all the time, and I want them to feel empowered to do it and get over feeling sleazy, right? So I say all the time.
A lot of us have to really overcome the blockage about charging for services, because we're kind of taught, like, you know, that you can't expect money for healing, which is kind of crazy, because the reality is, like, we need healers. We need coaches and we need healers, because we need healers to heal us. We need coaches to coach them through healing. So it's like,
I love it. Totally.
It's so important. And I guess, like, a cool thing that I would like to ask you is, how did you feel after your first sale? And like, what advice would you give to, this wasn't originally going to be marketed towards coaches, but I kind of like the way it's rolling. Like, what would be your best advice you would give to a new coach on, like, their first or second sales call, or anybody who's just selling, like, a personalized program or an online business?
Right. So that is exactly what I would say. And I want to clarify that anyone who is going to package their service, their expertise, into something tangible of a course, you know, a one-on-one program, a group program, which that is who I help. This advice is for you, right? If you are taking and being a service-based business, right? We're not talking about physical products like CBD oil or anything like that. So if you are basically, for people who might not understand, you know, taking your time and your expertise and packaging it, then this is the advice you need. And so I would say, one, I felt like, holy shit, now I can actually do it, right? And here's the funny thing, a little backstory. Well, you know, one of my coaches was telling me the reason I couldn't make money was all mindset. And I actually have a bone to pick with that. I think, you know, you have to really work on your mindset. And most of this online business stuff in the beginning is around mindset. But it's so hard to believe if you've never done it. Like, come on, let's be real. And so until you make a sale, there's only but so much, like, so high your mindset will be. There's a cap and belief that you can even, you know, facilitate for yourself and create in your reality until you actually make the sale. And so once I made that first sale, oh, it was on and popping after that. I mean, my prices were going up, like, just exponentially, because I was like, I know what I'm doing now, and I can sort of recreate that selling environment to get that buyer to say yes. It might not be perfect, but I know how to do it. And so that is why my advice is really to sell and come from a place of service and knowing that you have something that is going to change lives. Because the sooner you can not only say, I've made a sale, that's one, validating your business idea and going to help you get rid of a lot of the limiting beliefs. But two, you're just going to get better at it faster because now you have proof. We have gotten away, and I think especially being in the spiritual community when I was really woo-woo and really into mindset and manifestation, we've gotten away from business practicality. If you go to business school, they're going to be like, what is your business model? What is your revenue model? So this is why it's so important to learn sales, no matter if you're a spiritual healer, a business coach, a health coach. Sales is really important.
I appreciate you saying that, and I agree. And it's something that I'm struggling with right now that I think a lot of us do. But a way I could put it into kind of woo-woo terms is the masculine and feminine energies need one another. So,
oh, totally. I love that.
Same energy of the structure, the system. And they're both within you. I'm not saying that you need to go and collaborate.
Yeah, totally. I love that.
They're within you. So your masculine energy needs to have a business model, but you can allow the feminine energy, that intuitive energy, to come out during your coaching call. You know, so maybe
you
have the session, or maybe, you know, you have the structure around your content, but then the creativity comes out when you're actually creating it. And I think I think there's a misconception of there's polar opposites. You are either so structured that you're literally like automating responses to people on sales calls and on coaching calls and like following scripts on coaching calls, and you're saying things that aren't relating to people that you're talking to because you're not paying attention. Or you're just all over the place with no structure. And I feel like a lot of us need that kind of coaching as well.
I agree. And can we just go a little deeper? Because I love that you talk about the feminine and the masculine. And I think that actually plays a big part in my business, right? My natural feminine energy is to give, to help, no matter what the circumstances. But I've had to then say, well, this is a business, right? This needs to generate money. This needs to provide. That's part of the reason I got into this. But I want to say, and I'll throw out some numbers here, which could be another question why I don't do this more. But, you know, I've done this for about 2 years now. I made a little bit over $47,000 in business. And to this day, my last launch, I took on someone free because it felt right. I was excited. Wanted to help this woman so bad. And most importantly, that's what matters. You know, I don't have to always be super, super structured, like you said, and stick to one thing, but I shouldn't always just play to my emotion. There should be that balance. And so I have to determine, no matter where I'm at financially or with my time, well, what is truly just aligned with me and helping me to operate in my most efficient way and what's exciting. And so I want your audience to know that, like, no matter where you're in business, one, it is okay to take home free clients, right? You're not going to keep doing that. Business will grow and evolve. And two, if we're talking around pricing, it is okay to change your pricing. It is okay to charge lower than what someone has told you if you're there to serve and help. And so to this day, I still do that.
I think that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. As far as like your work with clients goes and the coaching sessions you do and group coaching and the coaching sessions you previously did one-on-one, what have been some of your biggest takeaways just in when we're talking about like interpersonal relations? And, you know, I know you don't coach mindfulness anymore, but mindfulness isn't everything, right? So more like emotional and spiritual aspects of your coaching, what have been some of your biggest takeaways?
Yeah, so I would say part of the reason I was so driven to even talk about mindset and get into it is because what really has defined me to be who I am and make me want to serve is that my mother passed away when I was 9 years old, and she was chronically ill my whole life with kidney failure. And I stayed home most of my days, missed tons of school, you know, was super behind in my education to literally take care of her while my dad worked. You know, I mean, giving her shots, giving her dialysis. It felt so natural to just rise up to the occasion no matter how difficult and serve. And so service has always been within me. I mean, to the point where it's hindered me, like in relationships, I'm helping everybody, not helping myself, but that part of me is still there, right? And so mindset is so big in coaching. And some of my key takeaways have really been about helping my clients to really understand that most of what they want is already within them. Right? That they can bring that and foster that either emotional intelligence to be aware enough to do it, or that structure and strategy to like implement the goal that they're trying to achieve. And it's so beautiful when I'm able to help a client say, whoa, I didn't know I could do that. Or when I first started working with you, I was so afraid to show up, but all it took was just some accountability, but it was already within me.
Wow.
People feel that they have to change so much, but it's usually already within them to be great people and great leaders. And so I just love bringing that out within my sessions. And like you said, mindset is a big part of still what I do.
You have such a powerful story. Like, I love your story. Like, I love your skill set, of course. Also, like, I'm literally having this podcast about like the closed method and everything, because I'm low key getting coaching from this right now. But seriously, like, I think it's so beautiful how you really turned pain into purpose and you found your inner light. Like, you saw it, like, you know, because it was within you and you saw it, and then you used it to create. And it goes back to, again, that model of like Another example or something I talk about a lot is my tools for manifestation, my equation.
Oh, I love it. Wait, can I tell you something? I have to before I forget this. So
please.
My previous Instagram name used to be Manifestation Millionaire. And all I taught was manifesting and life coaching and mindset. So it's so funny that you say that. But carry on. I just wanted you to know that. Like, it's been a journey in terms of branding and niching and all of that good stuff.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm excited to like watch this all unfold for everybody. But it's like, yeah, I was gonna say, well, I always say, like, you know, we can sit and meditate with our crystals all day long, but we also need empowered action. So for me,
oh, I love that.
What the equation is it's action plus trust. So yes. You have to create, and you have to, first of all, you have to start off with meditating, figure out what it is you fucking want. And then you gotta take action. Like literally make, like a part of my program is like, we literally will make goals. Like we'll do goal setting and then we'll actually write down, okay, so what are you gonna do every week?
For that? Right, how are you gonna get there?
And then you gotta also have trust and be like, first of all, nothing's gonna happen overnight. And if it does, it's amazing. I'm not gonna say, actually some things don't happen overnight.
Right.
I'm not gonna say they can. And then trusting that your empowered action and your energy is going to manifest the result you want. And you know where absolutely. I see the most? I'm not going to lie. I'm not a relationship coach, but it's in dating. Oh my God.
You oh,
know, always
that
like.
That is literally how I manifested my man, by the inspired action and the faith. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I want to hear that story, but that'll probably be like the last thing we talk about today. But I hear that. But I have to say that I hear so frequently, like, okay, how to manifest your dream partner? And I'm like, first of all, y'all, we are not creating new people out of thin air. Like, this is
right.
We are attracting people that already exist on the planet, most likely, unless there's a big age difference, if they don't agree. But like, you're probably attracting someone who already exists. And it's, again, it's about that empowered action and then trusting to attract them into your energy or to make your energy the same, a vibrational match to theirs. So how did you manifest?
Yes.
How did you attract your dream man that you're with right now?
So, okay. This was at a point where I had just gotten out of a relationship. It was very, very tough. I had given so much of me into it and sort of lost who I was and also wasn't able to really flourish as an entrepreneur. And so I said, I need to really focus on what it is I want. And this is around the time where I actually found Manifestation Babe. And so I just dive into all of her coursework. So she's a part of this, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy crap. What I know about mindset and all of the things that I've done, I've been attracting this type of energy and whatever is in my life. I am a result of that in my mind and my thoughts and my actions. Like, I need to get clearer on this and what I want. And so corny, you know, but I took a notebook and I did 5 categories for all areas of my life, you know, like from business to health to my relationship. And I wrote down what I wanted. And I was probably a little too fanatical, like very detailed. For example, I wrote that, you know, ideally I would love to get proposed to in Venice on a gondola.
That's amazing.
So very, right? So specific. I got just so clear on everything that I want and I wasn't letting it get in my way. Like I was putting it all on paper. And I said, well, who do I need to become to have this? And I think that is a big part of what people might miss. Like they have the faith, they're ready for to receive the thing or the person, whatever, but they don't realize that they have to also become an energetic match for that. And so if I want a man who treats me with respect and has these standards and all of that, or whatever it may be, like, well, do I treat myself with respect? Do I allow people? Do I have boundaries around that? And so it did take, this is also right around when I started my business. I was so ready for it all. And I was like, I am just emotionally there to put in this effort to grow and focus on me. Kid you not, got on Tinder, literally swiped, and the rest is history. But to close that story, it's so funny. One day we were talking about, because we're just so extra in the same way of like planning all of our lives out and just we're all into it. Aww. I was like, how would you want to be, you know, how would you propose to me? And I was like, wait, but don't tell me. On the count of 3, where would you propose? We literally said Venice at the same time. it was creepy. I had never showed him this notebook. It's not even in his house. Like, I was like, what? That's where I would love to be proposed. I mean, now it's ruined, but it's just so funny how you can start to really.
Why is it ruined? It's not the friend.
Now I don't want it anymore. Like, now that we both know, there's so many places in the world, but the concept is just so powerful of manifesting. That literally, what are the odds that I meet a guy who checks up all of these things, who's an entrepreneur in the field that I want? Like, what are the odds? And also wants to propose to his fiance in Venice. It was just crazy. But I have seen that in so many areas of my life, from like the income in my 9-to-5 of what I wanted to achieve. And it was unheard of graduating college. No one makes six figures. Oh, but I will. Like, you know, so it just, it works and it happens to people. It does.
So freaking dope.
First of all, that's just like really powerful. Like, I just actually, I'm sweating a little bit thinking about that, because the fact that you both invest at the same time, I can't stop thinking about like how specific, that's very specific.
Very specific, you know, and I always taught not to be that specific, but what are the odds? Isn't it amazing?
Yes, and I love that you two have met and you were in the same field. Now, what, how long have you been together for?
We've been together for almost 2 years. So he's an entrepreneur, but not online. He does real estate and developing, but we just blend so well. He's very analytical, overwhelmingly smart and intelligent. I'm super intuitive, really understand the mindset and emotions. And so we balance each other out in terms of when I'm like, it just feels right, even though it usually does, and I'm right. But he's like, well, what's the data behind that? And what's that? Have you analyzed it and done a, you know, cost benefit analysis? And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should, right? Like, so it's been such a wonderful blessing in my life, and most importantly, someone to really believe in my business more than I do sometimes, which is why he's like helping me come up with ideas and names, and just there, he's like filming a lot of my videos or helping me, and it's just what I manifest and what I said I wanted. I wanted a man all in on my dreams, and here he is, all in.
Hey, Candace, so can you chat with us on your current offerings as a coach?
Yes. So
I think that this will be after the 21st.
Pardon me, what did you say?
I think that this podcast is going to come out on Monday, the 24th. So okay. I'm going to advertise here. I just saw you have your free masterclass, but it will end before the podcast.
Right. Well, obviously, I'm always open to helping entrepreneurs who particularly are ready to not only, you know, get high paying clients, 4-figure. Yes, I put a number to it. I help guarantee that. But particularly through understanding direct messaging and conversations and using live video to sell. So if that is not for you, if you don't want to learn how to sell in the DMs and do it in a way that's authentic and actually works and get on live video, well, that's what all my offers really cater to, and the methods and strategies and mindset behind it. But I'd say my most impressive and all-encompassing and supportive offer is launching Excel Academy, which is a 3-month program that I'm always launching. It's always, that's the funny thing. It may not be on my page at the moment, but I'm in the DMs telling people about it. I'm on live video getting people into it. So it's always accepting clients who are ready to serve and show up and make money. And you can find me on Instagram at CandaceChapman_, and my website is CandaceChapman.com.
There you go. Okay. All right, Candace. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Jess. This has been so much fun. I love this.
You're so welcome. I love this too. And thank you all so much for listening. If you're interested, I am currently enrolling women for my one-on-one feminine confidence coaching program. It is a 90-day program to help you find mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical alignment through accountability, spiritual life coaching techniques, and a community of badass spiritual babes and or goddesses. I kind of like goddess better.
I love that. Love it. Thanks. Yes.
And you can sign up for a free consultation with me on my Instagram at @JessSwinns. Lots of love and all that jazz. And talk soon. Namaste. Thank you, Candace.
Bye. Thank you.